proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast relating to Jewish belief. Over the past two programs, we have looked at that 10-day interval between the Jewish New Year and the Day of Atonement, that 10-day interval known to the Jews as the Days of Awe. This interval serves as an important time for Jews. During the Days of Awe, Jews focus on performing acts of contrition. Doing that, Jews will ask forgiveness of any individuals they have wronged. The Days of Awe also provide Jews a time for introspection. Again, as Jeremiah wrote in Lamentations chapter 3, Jews designed to, quote, search and try our ways and turn again unto the Lord, unquote. By doing so, Jewish people seek to put themselves in God's book of life for that year, where they consider themselves to be righteous in the sight of God, because to them, God hears their prayers especially and looks at their deeds especially during the Days of Awe. Christians can also learn from the three elements that play important roles during the Days of Awe. With regard to repentance, Christians ought to repent of the wrongs that they might have done against God and man. This involves seeking forgiveness for their transgressions. To that end, believers ought to pray without ceasing, as Paul put it in the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Christians also need to remember that God has called them to produce good works. However, Christians do have an assurance that Jews lack. All of those who have trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation have no need to fear having their names inscribed in God's book of death. They recognize that Jesus Christ has already borne God's judgment in his own body when he died on the cross of Calvary. Because of that deed, as Paul put it in the book of Romans, quote, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, unquote. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, God hath, quote, made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, unquote. On the one hand, all who have received Jesus Christ the Savior have the assurance that God has written their name in the book of life. As Jesus Christ said in John chapter 5, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. On the other hand, those who have never believed on Jesus Christ face a fearful future in eternity. When they stand before him at the great white throne of judgment, as recorded in Revelation chapter 20, they will belatedly discover this disturbing fact. Those who do not have their name in God's book of life, he will sentence them to spend eternity in a place called the Lake of Fire, a place of damnation. The author of Hebrews put it this way, quote, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, unquote. To any listeners who have never yet received Jesus Christ as Savior, I bring you a warning from God. You can escape the wrath of God by repenting of your sin and accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. When you do that, you can have the certainty that he will not put your name in the book of death, and that he will and does inscribe your name in the book of life. You can be certain that you will spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast relating to Jewish customs.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.